The Ford Motor Company announced today that it has a new chief executive officer, and his name is Ford. William Clay Ford Jr. is the great-grandson of company founder Henry Ford. It's the first time a family member has held the CEO position since Henry Ford II, who retired in 1979. Stepping down is Jacques Nasser, who took the reins just 3 years ago. He leaves a troubled company behind, as Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit reports.
The board's decision to oust Jacques Nasser comes as the automaker is struggling to regain profitability. During his brief tenure as CEO, Ford has gone from being one of the most profitable automakers to posting significant losses in the last two quarters. Chairman and new CEO William Clay Ford Jr. says he didn't seek the job, but complied with the wishes of the board. He says changes are needed.
I think everything's up for review. Everything we have, every asset, every piece of geography, we're going to take a good hard look at. There's no point in keeping any part of our business that isn't adding to the strength of our business. And so some of the things that we've done in recent years have made a lot of sense, and some aren't working out so well.
Rumors of Nasser's dismissal had been circulating for weeks, but William Ford says the decision to select a new CEO was made in just the past few days. He says he met with Nasser yesterday to break the news, and after a lengthy discussion, Nasser promised to help Ford in any way possible during and after the transition of power. Nasser leaves behind a company in desperate financial condition. Ford had posted red ink in the second and third quarters of this year. It's the first time that's happened at the number two automaker in more than a decade. Exactly how Ford does that will be keenly watched by industry insiders. Auto analyst John McElroy says Nasser managed to move the company forward in some ways during his tenure, but he was also accused of diluting the company's focus by investing resources into internet projects that had little to do with selling cars. McElroy says the former CEO also pushed the company to change too quickly in key areas.
He also got rid of a lot of people, which has not only earned the company a lot of lawsuits, but they pushed a lot of talent out the door, a lot of people with a lot of experience. And all of a sudden, you look around and you see the quality's falling apart. You're seeing that they're not getting programs launched in time. They're not keeping up with the competition. And there's a direct correlation to that.
Ford is still dealing with consumer skepticism about some of its products. The company still faces numerous lawsuits stemming from rollover accidents involving Ford Explorers equipped with Firestone tires. The automaker has had to endure months of negative publicity as Firestone openly questioned the safety of the company's most popular vehicle. The result has been lower Explorer sales over the past several months. McElroy says those problems won't be resolved overnight.
Ford has really got its work cut out for it right now. It's losing customers, it's losing money. It's going to take years for the company to be able to turn that around and get back to a very solid, profitable position.
One of the ways company officials hope to improve the bottom line is by focusing once again on Ford's core business, building cars and trucks. Nick Shayla is Ford's new chief operating officer. He says the company simply has to get back to basics.
We are a car and truck company. A car and truck company designs, builds, and sells great product. So back to basic means you emphasize the product, you emphasize quality. That's basics.
The management shakeup has encouraged some Ford workers. During a speech to employees this morning, William Clay Ford Jr. received a standing ovation. But the company's no-interest financing program is expected to boost Ford's fourth-quarter sales, but not its profits. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.